Security Council members unanimously approved a U.S.-sponsored statement that strongly condemned the attack carried out by elements of the Sudanese Armed Forces, as confirmed by the UN African Union mission in Darfur, known as UNAMID. The Council warned that any attack or threat against the peacekeepers is unacceptable and welcomed the Sudanese government's offer to conduct a joint investigation of the incident with the United Nations and African Union. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad says it must be determined why the attack happened and those responsible for it must be brought to justice. Pending the outcome of the investigation, Ambassador Khalilzad says the Council could take a variety of steps.
Further decisions by the Security Council, assigning responsibility on particular parties, taking punitive actions also is in that mix, including sanctions. It covers a broad range of possible steps that the Security Council could decide on.
The ambassador says there are a variety of sanctions the Council could choose from, including economic, political, or military ones. The Sudanese government has waffled on whether its military was responsible for the attack. First, Khartoum denied it. Then its defense minister issued a statement accepting responsibility but saying it was a mistake. Friday, he distanced himself from that statement. Sudanese ambassador Abdul Mahmoud Mohammed says his government did not authorize the attack, and he dismissed the Security Council's statement.
We don't think that there is condemnation against the Sudan government. The text itself is speaking about elements. Elements can mean anything.
In its statement, the Council also expressed concern about the deterioration of security and humanitarian conditions in Darfur and called for all member states to help accelerate the deployment of the peacekeeping force. The force currently stands at 9,000 troops, but its goal is 26,000. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.